It's Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. This is a special edition of the Alex Jones Show. Massive breaking news on the globalist coup against America and the world coming up.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
103 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 44 seconds. The most important election in world history, then the 79 days of hell. When Trump wins, if he's able to defeat, if we're able to stop the election fraud, they swing in with massive civil unrest. They've already got announced and planned. This is it, the big one. We don't stop this. We don't get to this in the info war. The enemy will take us into full civil war. We'll still win, but it's going to be hard. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of good news is unfolding. A lot of members of Congress are openly saying, we know the deep state did this, and the New World Order looks scared for the first time in a long time because people aren't buying their BS.
I'm just going to say it. Are you aware, sir, that many Americans believe this was very likely not a lone shooter, but a coordinated assassination attempt? Have you been getting those messages from people like I have?
I have not, sir.
You haven't? Well, there's a lot of people in this room that have been getting the same messages. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that a lot of Americans are like, this doesn't add up, this doesn't make sense, guys? How could this many things have gone wrong, right? Like the things I pointed out, a 20-year-old kid, 150, got 150 yards of the President of the United States with an AR-15, flew a drone to conduct site surveillance, was spotted with a rangefinder, ranging targets, then lost, had advanced explosive devices on him with no military training. Nobody was placed in the most obvious spot to conduct counter-sniper operations. I was a sniper in the SEAL team's colonel. As soon as I got out of the SUV and I saw that sniper, that water tower, I was like, that's exactly where I'd be. Put me right there. So obvious. After partisan attempts to bankrupt him, imprison him for 750 years and countless depictions as a modern-day Hitler, are you surprised, sir, that a lot of Americans are like, maybe there's more to this story?
I wouldn't begin to speculate about what the American people think, sir.
Colonel, did your team make entry and conduct investigation at the suspect's home prior to this shooting?
Excuse me, sir. I've asked that question.
Did your team make entry and conduct any investigation at the suspect's home?
I believe we had people that participated in that securing of it. There were bomb assets that we provided.
Mr. Chairman, can I have 30 more seconds?
Yeah, I'm letting everybody come.
Okay.
On the night of, since then, none.
Did you get any reports from any of your agents of anything fishy at the home?
I was briefed on.
Was there any silverware found in the home or trash?
I have nothing in the briefing that I was given, sir.
Was it extremely clean, almost like a medical lab? Were you given any of those reports?
I was not giving any of those details, sir.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. Interesting.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Damn right. Woo! Good job with that meme team. All right, we got huge, massive news coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Wednesday, July 24, 24 transmission. So much coming up in 60 seconds. I'll tell you all about it. We're going to open the phones up and do a live spaces. So we're going to talk to the American people and others straight ahead in T-minus 60 seconds. Be sure to follow me at Real Alex Jones and check out our website, InfoWars.com. You may have heard of it. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Mousse. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I've got a big problem on this July 24th live Wednesday transmission. There's just too much news, too much incredible stuff to cover. And it also cleared the slate of most of the guests because I wanted to open up an X spaces for people to comment on the state of the world. And 11 days after the attempted assassination of Trump and Biden stepping down, set to give a speech tonight, we'll have live coverage here with Owen Schroyer. 7:30 Central. He'll just continue the war room on through the announcement, and then afterwards, take your calls and comments. We'll do a space X deal, a spaces on X. So many X things Elon's doing. It's hard to keep track of all of them. X marks the spot. So that's coming up. So we'll just have live coverage until like 10 o'clock tonight, or at least 9 o'clock tonight, just rolling on from 8 a.m. this morning with Chase Geiser hosting the American Journal. Right through until this evening with Owen. And there's a good chance I'm going to go home and see the family a little bit and then come back and be part of that as well, because it is historic. Okay. Incredible ongoing testimony of the FBI director in front of Congress trying to whitewash the attempted assassination 11 days ago. Amazing levels of rewriting history in 1984 level gaslighting, where there's running headlines everywhere, fact-checking, Kamala Harris was never a border czar. She was never in charge of the border. It's a right-wing lie. Now, that's like saying the river that runs through by Virginia and Maryland is not the Potomac. It's like saying the Grand Canyon is not in Arizona. It's like saying the Statue of Liberty isn't on Staten Island. I mean, it's just, even the dumbest person has to know that she was the border czar for the last 3.5 years. And we have the articles and videos, him announcing her, press conferences, and they're just like, it's not true. It's all lies, right-wing evil. The corporate media knows people don't believe them anymore. They just culture jam to create confusion. Next level. DNC to coordinate Harris weeks before convention via rule change. I talked to Roger Stone this morning. He says it's too soon to tell. I'll have more intel tomorrow. And will be joining us, but they still may try to double-cross her. Because, again, things are fluid, things are unfolding. Obama still has not endorsed her, even though she's brought Obama and Eric Holder in to run the setting up of her administration ahead of time and the vetting of the vice presidents and the VP choice. So we've got Trump saying he's willing to debate Harris multiple times. Again, Biden to address the nation, primetime speech tonight, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. He'll probably be an hour late like he was to the so-called press conference he gave a few weeks ago. Again, Axios, Harris border confusion haunts her new campaign. And they say she was never a border czar. It's just the Republicans are just stupid. They're just confused. And we have all the articles and videos where she was announced as the borders are just unbelievable. Trump plans to stop holding outdoor rallies after assassination attempt. I think that is smart because, let's just say, the leadership of the Secret Service is not on his side. There are going to be a lot of people trying to kill Trump now. Trump in real polls is 20-plus points ahead, but they're spinning it like, oh, Harris is in a dead heat with him, and woo, there's big excitement about Harris. And so I remember the last 5 years of her on the radar, you know, when she was running for president and then was picked as the VP, and then they stole the election almost 4 years ago. But now that people are putting a spotlight back on her, it reminded me she's even worse than I thought. I mean, she's such an evil, stupid person at the same time, cackling witch, that, and totally fake in every way, that it's really hard to even try to grasp it. I've got more than 20 clips here of her making an absolute fool of herself, and there's just hundreds more. My eyes were bleeding this morning, sending these to the crew. Just clip after clip after clip after clip after clip of the most insane crap you've ever witnessed. And then they're spinning it that she is the, you know, that she's black, and the Republican leadership's like, well, let's not make it about the, you know, the fact that she's a diversity hire. Because, I mean, there's plenty of black women that could be president. They're smart, but this lady certainly isn't black, and she certainly isn't smart. I mean, it's just at every level, it's fraud upon fraud. It's like saying that particular U.S. senator is a Native American, and then they went and checked her lineage. Zero Native American, not even 1%. Most people have at least 1%. Remember Pocahontas? So she's as big a fraud as I've ever seen. We got a bunch of new information on the attempted assassination of Trump, the body cam footage, more and more experts saying at least two shooters, the Secret Service on local police body cam, basically talking about how they had him on camera but didn't do anything. And then now I've looked at the different videos shot by citizens versus the body cam, and you see a man in shorts up there, and then you see in another video a man in pants that's dead. So this gives me a headache because none of it matches up and is just incredibly hard to believe that they just sat there for at least 26 minutes while this guy is roaming around on a roof with a rifle and people are pointing at him, and there's a Secret Service command center with open windows 50 feet maximum away from him while he's on this basically flat roof right in front of him. I mean, I could, with a handgun, a good handgun, I could shoot that guy in the nose at 50 feet. I could shoot him in, I'm gonna shoot him in the left eye. I mean, just laser with some of these handguns they've got now, but I'm digressing. You've seen the videos where I go out at 100 yards with a handgun with like a 5-inch steel plate. I'm going cling, 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 100 yards. Football field. The Secret Service is up there with high-powered rifles, and they can't, I mean, you shoot people at half mile away with those easy, and they can't shoot this guy? Oh, my God. It gives me, it actually is giving me a headache. But thank God that horrible woman, head of the Secret Service, Cheadle, I love the names Cheadle and Crooks, and sorry if your name's Cheadle or Crooks, but just come on. These names, Cheadle, Crooks, we're not being told the truth about what happened. There was definitely two shooters. The acoustics show that. That is completely crazy. We're going to be going over all that today. And then we've got all the stuff we're being distracted from, the economic news, the military news. You've got Netanyahu set to speak to Congress and all the communists, people ready to riot and burn everything down. And it's the same Democratic Party that totally supports Israel, but then their constituents hate Israel. And again, I just see Israel as like one more corrupt country, just like the United States. I mean, their leadership is super corrupt, selling the U.S. out to China, standing down on October 7th, doing all sorts of stuff. But I don't have a fetish to hate Jews in general. I don't have a fetish, you know, just to go, oh, that's the most evil thing in the world. But at the same time, you've got the sycophantic worship of Israel that it can do no wrong, and just don't even question it, and let them influence our politics. And they're definitely one of the biggest groups doing that. It's terrible, the Israeli government. And then, but you've also got the communists and the leftists and the squad on the other side who are as bad as you can be. I mean, as a group of just miscreant communist ne'er-do-well scumbags. And it's just like, oh, what a horror show. What an absolute horror show that we see ourselves in the middle of. So we're going to do a Spaces on X that we'll go live with in about 15, 20 minutes. And then most people announce these days before and build them up. We just do them because it's great to get the HD audio of people that are on X to be able to call in. To me, I use it as a phone call system just to get some great comments. But we have done some we've promoted for a few days that have gotten millions of listeners, and nothing like the one I did with Elon Musk for 2.5 hours that had 50 million at the end of it. 20 million, 25 million that day, but 50 million by the end of the week. The club's got another 100 million. I want to do another one of those, and I think one might be getting worked on. One might happen soon. We'll see if I'm back on with Elon anytime soon here. We'll certainly get his doppelganger, Adrian Dittman, on today. But that's coming up, and we'll also open up the phone system and take your calls on the assassination 11 days ago, and now the media wants to move on, wants to glaze over it. I shot a report on this, but I forgot to send it to the crew. It's in my larger report. But Rob has it. Get me the clip of Jim Acosta saying, how dare Trump say the Secret Service didn't do a perfect job? This is just outrageous. It's like saying, how dare a mother lead her three-year-old across the street? Or how dare somebody put their kid in a seatbelt? Or, I mean, literally the Secret Service stood down bare minimum criminal neglect. The consensus is formed, obviously, inside job. And then crawling out from under a rock, Acosta, who you haven't seen in years, of course, nobody watches CNN, he's now hosting shows, he crawls out from under a rock and attacks Trump. It's in my larger report, Alex Jones issues emergency warning to Trump that I shot last night that has millions of views, thanks to all of you taking everything we do at X, at Real Alex Jones, and Band.Video, and magnifying the living daylights out of it, because let me tell you, you're not the tail. You're not the dog. You're the tail and the dog. You're the whole shooting match. When you decide to get excited about something and take action, it is unstoppable. So I'm going to start getting into the shooting and the information there. The name of the spaces is going to deal with 11 days after the Trump assassination. Major developments. We'll get into those major developments coming up here in about 16, 17 minutes. And you're also welcome to call in or be a speaker on X about Kamala, Biden disappearing. Now reportedly he's going to officially drop out of the race in a speech tonight. Not just that letter that wasn't even on the letterhead and wasn't even his signature. Looks like they pulled a dirty trick on him while he was drugged up or something coming back from Vegas, which they meant was a medical emergency. While he was drugged up for a few days, went ahead and said, see, sorry, you already resigned. No getting out of this now. And now they're all just trying to, reportedly, they meant he's been super mad throwing fits. Then after 6 days, he emerges stumbling around. We've got the video of that coming up. And they say, you know, why'd you drop out? He goes, ha ha, yeah. Like, yeah, I didn't drop out. So just absolutely insane. All the things that are going on, all the things that are happening. We're going to be getting to all of that, as I said, and a lot more here today. But I keep getting questions on the street. I keep getting questions by the crew. I keep getting questions everywhere. So I'm going to spend a few minutes on this. Then I'm going to move on. I told you 6 weeks ago they tried to close this operation without a court order. Justice Department manipulating with court-appointed people to do it. The judge found out, fired them, but not before it was all over the news that, yes, we're going to close it, and yes, it's over, and yes, it's gone. And then more headlines. It all stopped 2 weeks ago. You haven't heard a thing since then. Alex Jones will be liquidated. He'll be off the air next week. And I shot a video, and I said, watch, I think we're going to be around a few more months. And there are some maneuvers and just a very good chance that we will be on the air right for the election and for the foreseeable future, years and years. But I don't want to give away all the strategy, the things that have been happening. But we have been hanging on by our fingernails, your prayer, your support. It's all been essential. That's why we're still here. But, I mean, it's no secret. So I'll just say this part. The judge said, yeah, you're going to have an orderly liquidation because Jones has opted for that. It's all that's left. But then someone can buy the assets and we stay on air. And the judge now knows what's going on. They admitted the judge, we don't want him on air. We don't want money. We want him closed. He said, well, that's not my job. I'm not doing that. And so the court-appointed committee of the Democrat lawyers and their clients has told the court and told the new trustee and everybody, we just want him off the air. We don't want money. And they said, well, that's not happening. show, at least right now. So that's why it's critical that enough money come in to keep us on air, because if people think we're off the air, then money doesn't come in. And then by their actions and by people believing that we're off the air or going off the air, the support doesn't come in, and then we do shut down. So could it be your last chance to get X2 and X3 and all the great products like Nitric Boost and all of that at InfoWarsStore.com? Yes. No more new product has been ordered, and what is there is there. And then if we get people that buy the assets and the operation continues on, they've got to then go back and rebuy all the product and fund us for the months it takes to get it in, and then we got to continue on. We're able to bring some sponsorship on to bridge the gap in that. So I'm just telling you the inside baseball that this could be your last chance. The product is in. It's ready to ship. Customer service is doing a great job. Ships out of Denver, Colorado. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. The Trump bulletproof shirt is available. That's a fundraiser shirt. Please get that. That's now been printed. It's about to be shipping out. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got a big sale going right now. Despite the fact we're selling out everything, we've still got the big sale up. Save InfoWars Super Sale. Whether it's Ultra 12, whether it's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, well, that's sold out. So there's one shipment of that coming in, and then that's it for products coming in. But just check it out. If you go to the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can see a banner up there that shows you all the products. I really appreciate you all for your past support and everything you've done. What we do have plenty of, and it's great, great products, is a private label line that's called InfoWars MD. I learned 2 years ago that one of our main suppliers of raw material to our sub-supplier, one of our manufacturers, was Listeners and Patriots. And I called the owner. It's a billion-dollar company, one of the major makers. They said, listen, our whole line is yours. We just don't want to get in the middle of it politically, so just don't say our name. We will let you private label all of this, drop shipped out of their warehouse with like one-day service. You know, you order it, ships in like a day or two, depending on the day. You know, you order on a Saturday, doesn't ship on Sunday. And it's the exact same turmeric that's in Bodies. Just to give you an example, they had the Nitric Boost was their product. And we said, well, we can fund ourselves and we can go make that somewhere else. They said, sure, just have the product. That's how nice they were. So we went and made that. But all they do is tack $3 to $4 on every order. And it's bottled. They put our label on it, everything. So we've got our costs. They get their $3 to $4. And then we put, you know, markup on it so we can fund ourselves. So you're literally getting a top-of-the-line supplement line. I mean, they've got over 100 products. So I think we've probably labeled 15 or so. Their joint relief is amazing. Their prostate support is amazing. Their nerve renew is amazing. Their good night sleep is amazing. Their ashwagandha products are amazing. It's InfoWars MD. Private labeled, and they got plenty of it. So when our original products that are amazing sell out in the next month, we will have InfoWars MD as the funding mechanism. So get to know it. It's been already popular, but this is what we got left to fund the operation. So thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The prostate support's amazing, great formula. Even the FDA admits that this formula with the salt palmetto and these other compounds actually does massively reduce issues with the prostate. I mean, this stuff works. So they've got great probiotics, prebiotics, they got enzymes. It's amazing. InfoWars MD, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And then in closing, there's our other great sponsor, and that's a warehouse in North Austin and Round Rock that my dad owns. He decided, without telling me almost 3 years ago, when he saw all these attacks, to go set up his own warehouse. He developed most of the supplements for us. Got a chemistry and, you know, medical degree background. And he went with top developers and made a bunch of new products, not just the ones that we had at InfoWars. And they're all there. The NanoSilver products, there's incredible sleep aids, incredible multivitamin organic-based, great concentrated green fiber caps, the concentrated seed sprouts, amazing formula. So many great formulas at drjonesnaturals.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. But listen, we're at the tip of the spear. You saw Trump get shot. You've seen the feds trying to shut us down. You've seen all hell breaking loose. It takes money to have this crew and the satellite uplinks and to be on radio stations, TV stations, you know, our own big servers for back when we were being censored everywhere. We've been fighting hard, and it takes money to win a war. And this is an info war. And I can tell you, what the info I put out, I see picked up word for word by the presidency, the real presidency, by Trump's crew, by Trump, and by Congress. And I know they listen because I talk to them. I'm not going to brag. I just want you to know. We got a direct line, not just to tens of millions of people, general public, which is great. We have a direct line into the U.S., real U.S. government, Trump, the real executive branch. We have a direct line. They listen to everything we say. I'm very humbled, and I appreciate that respect. But they know I've called it so much. And, I mean, I talk to high-level people. And it's bizarre to have, like, 60, 70-year-old men saying yes, sir, to me. And saying, what do we do? And a lot of it is they already know all this, but they take it as an authority when I say it. And God has put me in this position. And I'm not perfect. Plus, the enemy changes their plans. And that's my plan, is to expose their plan so that they're so exposed and so freaked out that they back off. I don't want to just keep making predictions that come true. So I'm like, oh, I'm so smart. That makes me a target, folks. I'm fully immersed in this. I'm in the enemy's mind. I study them constantly. It's what I do. And I'm just telling you, you cannot buy product and support abroad, because they took all our sponsors 15 years ago. So I went, well, I'll just go make our own. We'll make our own T-shirts and sell our own knives and sell our own belt buckles and sell our own bumper stickers and sell our own books and films and supplements. And I took the money and put it into the operation. Then they lied about it and said, oh, he doesn't need your support. He's got $400 million. And he's going to go to jail. And you saw it all in federal court, federal appointed. Auditors came in here, checked everything, and said, Alex Jones has got a tiny lake house, 127 acres, and another house. You know, not very fancy, but it's nice. And he's got two cars. And, oh, New York Times, it turned out Jones has meager assets. I mean, I've been living like a king with a little swimming pool. My swimming pool's not even big, but it's about 30 feet long. That's pretty big. Big enough to cool off in, big enough to, you know, play water volleyball in. But I would give all that up today, and I have given most of it up, for freedom. I don't care about that. I'm willing to give my life up. But if I don't have the funding from you, I cannot do it. So just commit to support the broadcast at drjonesnaturals.com and at InfoWarsStore.com, and then I won't have to sit here and beat you over the head with a bunch of sponsors like all their talk radio shows. Other talk radio has 4 or 5 plugs an hour, and it's coming into break, going out of break, and I get it. It's a hard market. To fund themselves, they got to do it. With me, you usually get a big plug in the first hour, maybe 2 little plugs later. Okay, I don't want to sit here and plug stuff, but it is great products you need, but I cannot do it without you. So just mark it in your calendar, put it on the refrigerator door, and say, hey, support Alex, if that's what you choose. Because we'll do what your church is going to do. We'll fight for life. We'll fight the Satanist. We'll take on the New World Order. And I might say a cuss word occasionally. I'm not a fake, but I'll definitely fight the devil. Maybe you tithe to this broadcast, part of your, you know, tithe. Whatever it is, I got preachers on almost every day. You don't see that in the rest of conservative talk radio. I mean, I don't depend on Jesus. Jesus is everything. It's like Jesus isn't number one. He's everything. So, but I need your support. Please commit. I want to thank those that have kept us on air. It's been one hell of a battle. And when you fought this hard for something, you don't want to give it up. So pray for us. That's most important. And commit to drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And support our great sponsors. We'll be right back with all the big news and so much more on the assassination attempt 11 days later and on Biden stepping down and so much more. Please stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And They then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line, it's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
The globalist deep state wants us to stay focused on all the division they're trying to create in America along racial lines, religious lines, sexual orientation lines. They want us to forget about the attempted assassination of Trump 11 days ago, but nobody's forgetting about it. And Congress isn't forgetting about it. And the governors aren't forgetting about it. And you and I aren't forgetting about it. And the consensus is formed that it was a deep state attempted assassination. They're going to try to kill Trump again. President Trump understands that and knows that. I've talked to the highest levels of his operation. And they are taking my advice and your advice and even the Secret Service advice to stop the outdoor rallies. We know you're tough, Trump, but we need to protect the king in a game of chess. And so Trump is not planning on holding any outdoor rallies for the foreseeable future, which is a very smart move that I've been calling for since 11 days ago when this happened, because they're going to be copycats. The deep state might not even have to kill him, but copycats are going to try. But everything, their whole plan is get rid of Trump. That's how it was easy to predict they would try to kill him. with the demonization, the lies, the Russiagate, the impeachments, the lawfare, the criminal charges, the fake criminal conviction, all the different CIA people saying we're going to kill this guy on TV. And then now they let the shooter parade around forever while this happens. I'm going to review some of this, the new developments, and this body cam footage that Senator Grassley has released from the local police with the Secret Service reporting what we already said, that they knew he was up there, let him parade around, nothing was done. Another area to look at is in some videos he's got pants, in the other video he doesn't. He's wearing shorts. And we're going to do a special report on that right now. Rob News clipping out the different photos and videos and body cams of what one guy laying down on the roof looks like with the long hair, plus the other guy shot in the head with long hair who doesn't have long pants on. So we're putting that together right now as well. We'll post that on X once we have it. I'll play it on air with commentary. We'll take that clip out and post it there. It'll probably get 10 million views. And that's the good news is it's not just us. It's thousands of other people on X alone. We're getting 30 million views a day on our coverage of the Tippit assassination, just that, conservatively. And I see other videos everywhere that are just going totally viral. And then, of course, it comes out in the news that on Instagram and on Facebook and on YouTube, they're burying them, aren't they? Just like on the day of the shooting, the 13th, 11 days ago, they said, oh, there was some noises and he fell down. And the memos came out from the corporate media, their minions being told, no, don't say it's an assassination. Well, they weren't able to sweep it under the rug. But we have Jim Acosta now saying, how dare Trump blame the Secret Service leadership. She just resigned. So this is a case point of gaslighting. But first, here's Tucker. This is important from his RNC speech, but I saw it again this morning and thought we need to play that again, where he says everything changed when they tried to kill Trump. He changed. We changed. People finally realized it's game time. They finally got urgent and realized, wow, this is war. Damn right it is, people. I mean, this is hardcore time. It's time to get hardcore. Here's Tucker.
I watched the video of what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania about 50 times. I think I was one of about 8 billion people around the world who watched it. And the more I watched it, the more it struck me that everything was different after that moment. Everything. This convention is different. The nation is different. The world is different. Donald Trump is different. When he stood up after being shot in the face, bloodied, and put his hand up, I thought at that moment, that was a transformation. This was no longer a man. Well, I think that. I think it was divine intervention. But the effect that it had on Donald Trump, he was no longer just a political party's nominee or a former president or a future president. This was the leader of a nation. And I think there's a difference. I've spent most of my life in Washington where the president is at the top of the pyramid, everyone wants to be the president. But if you think about it, the presidency comes with great power, obviously. But if you think about it, that is a title that is bestowed by a process of some sort that can be subverted. And in the end, it does
Tucker
not...
Tucker Carlson there saying that the president after that assassination...
All right, that's good. I want to go back a few photos. The one where Trump looks like a turtle and he's got his bottom lip up over his mouth. Go back to the beginning of the photos. That's the face I make when I'm really pissed off and determined. That face right there. If you see me coming at you with that face, you know you got a problem. And that is the face of total determination. I've seen a lot of other men in really serious situations. That's the face you make. Yeah, that face right there, that's the real face of determination. Anytime you're getting in a fight with somebody and they got that look on their face, that means somebody switched on for war. And look how calm this other Secret Service agent is over here. Go back to the earlier photo, too. It's even better when we make it into the turtle face. And I say that because you got the turtle with the lower jaw kind of up over it. Just roll through that again. I've got to see it. Roll through the same images you were just showing. It comes up right after this. This is the face right here coming up.
You're on X. Yeah, maybe you're doing different images. Yeah, it's the one, it's the straight shot of him. It's the classic shot. The one that everybody has. Well, we'll get it. We'll have it. But I digress here, ladies and gentlemen. This is such a historic time, and what unfolded here is so historic. And the globalists are never going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle. Later in the show, I'll find the image I want. We're going to just probably leave it up the entire show. I think I'll just leave the image up. In fact, I have to go to rebroadcast. I have to get the image. I'm not mad. I'm just going to have to have it now. I didn't used to be OCD, but at 50, I'm so OCD now about the classic fight with them all around him and him up out of them. Like, and he's like this. That's the one. We've kind of got the shot, but we don't have the shot. Here, I'll find it right now. Yeah, that's it. That's the shot right there. That right there is determination. You see that face, you know what that face is. That's the face of people in battle, ladies and gentlemen. That's the face of determination. In fact, I've never gotten a tattoo. I might get this gigantic across my back. Because I'm nothing against people with tattoos. I see a lot of cool ones, see a lot of horrible ones. If I was in the military, I'd probably have some. But, you know, usually it was like you're a sailor, you're a Marine, that's why you've got one. It's kind of become such a fad. I was kind of like, yeah, I don't think I'll get one. But I don't know. When they bury me 6 feet under, I think I might want that on my back. I bet people are already getting it everywhere. But you can't do that as a little tattoo. You can't put that on your arm. You can't put that on your chest. You can't put that on your ass like a tramp stamp. If you're going to do it, it's got to be like a prison tattoo all the way across the shoulders. You know, I'm really thinking about it. Because you got to back something like that. That is never going to go away. That is never going to be forgotten. That is over the top, powerful, instant, authentic, and real. And now, you know, he did an interview last night. He's taking the bandage off, and it's just like we saw in the blood, just like I thought, right through the back of the ear. He has a pierced ear with a 5.56 round, and you can see that they sewed it back together, but he's still got a hole right in the back of his ear. Truth is so much stranger than fiction. All right, when we start the next hour in about 20 minutes, I'm going to go directly to Space's speakers and callers. So I guess I should give the toll-free number out, so we're going to do both. But let's only get about 7 or 8 callers. We have a phone system that takes 20-plus calls. I'll never get to 20 calls. Not that I'm taking X Space's speakers as well. So rack up 8 calls in the time we have. I'll get to those. On 11 days later, what do you think of the attempted Trump assassination? What are they going to do next? Kamala Harris and all of her idiocy. Biden, you know, set to officially step down, but yesterday he was finally seen it for 6 days. They said, "What are you going to step down? Or why'd you step down?" And he said, started laughing. So the evidence is overwhelming now that they just put out a letter, his staff did, that he'd resigned with no evidence, and then basically put pressure on him to do it. And finally, once he got it through his head that it was over, as they basically held him captive, it looks like. They admit he was throwing fits in Delaware, and then he's released, but still won't talk about it and just laughs about it. That's how arrogant this guy is. So we've got that. So the toll-free number to join us, we'll open the phones up right now, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And at Real Alex Jones on the Spaces, if you're an X user, you just go there, click on the top of my Real Alex Jones, my picture. You'll see a purple circle around it. That means we're live. You click that, and you'll get into the Spaces. You can also watch the show there on X at Real Alex Jones as well. Spaces doesn't have a video element yet. I'm told they're very, 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 very close to it. New Trump assassination details emerging now with Alex Jones and speakers. So that just got launched minutes ago. All right, let's stop there. I mentioned Jim Acosta. So let's go ahead and, again, I could do 3 hours on this one clip. Acosta literally crawls out from under his rock. The little harasser of Trump, he's like a horsefly. just flies around biting you. And then here he comes back out like an eel from the rocks and says, how ridiculous is it that Trump's blaming the Secret Service? I mean, she resigned. Well, what does that mean? Obviously, the Secret Service did a terrible, horrible, negligent job, bare minimum, and all the evidence is they were at the leadership level in on it, and this was an attempted CIA operation. Got all these top Navy SEALs and Delta Force members of Congress and people saying the same thing I've said. The default safety was turned off. Got a guy parading around the roof for 26 minutes. You've got multiple videos of a guy with a gun laying on the roof in pants. And then you've got the body cam footage of the guy in shorts, bloody and dead. It doesn't even look like him. I mean, this is getting weird. But they thought they'd have Trump dead. Then they were going to detonate truck bombs or things like that to then change the subject. And we would be in martial law right now. And they were already ready to take out Biden. Now you've seen them do that. And they're coronating like she's a queen. Kamala Harris, outside of law. No one voted for her in the primary. She had 2% when she ran for vice president in the polls. She was super unpopular. I mean, the woman is a joke. And Kamala Harris is as black as I am. I've had my DNA done. I don't have any African blood. I'd be proud if I did. I got Native American. My dad's like 13%. So I'm basically 6 point whatever. But I'm not Native American. I mean, Pocahontas, the senator, Elizabeth Warren, has none of it in her. She said she was. But I'm like 6 point whatever percent. No African. Zero. This woman, maybe her dad had 6% African. I mean, you take a look at him. I'd love to see her DNA test. In fact, people, because she's running on that, she's black. And, you know, they said, if you don't vote for Biden, you ain't black. I'm surprised Biden didn't say he was black. Joe Biden is a joke, and we know it. We got Dr. Stella Emanuel, who grew up in Africa and is a great doctor and super smart and also a great pastor. You can look at her. She's a beautiful lady. She's 100% African. She's a black lady. I'm going to ask her when she's in here, is Kamala Harris black? Stella? Dr. Stella, is she black? That's a black woman. This woman is not even what was the term my black buddies used growing up in Dallas about black girls that were part white? They, yellow bone? Stuff like that. What was the other names? Had a lot of names. But the point is that Kamala Harris is not even a yellow bone. Kamala Harris, maximum is 6% black. And it's ridiculous. And like, they could have found a smart black lady to be the president. But they don't want that. They want a super dumb person. Ladies and gentlemen, who they control, just like Joe Biden. They want an idiotic puppet. And they come in all shapes and sizes. They come in, I mean, Kamala Harris is basically Indian. And nothing against Indians, but my God, she's the first Indian vice president. She's the first black vice president. She's at least half white. And then why are you never white? It just... I don't look at something and say, oh, what color are they? I look at, like, what do they stand for? What do they do? Who are they? But I'm digressing. We need to get to all these clips. Here is Jim Acosta. Here is Jim Acosta. This guy is so hard to listen to, but here it is.
And there's also reaction coming in from Donald Trump. Apparently, he said on Truth Social, the Biden-Harris administration did not properly protect me. And I was forced to take a bullet for democracy. It was my great honor to do so. I mean, that appears to be what the former president is saying. Perhaps he's not aware that the director has stepped down, but that's what he's saying right now on Truth Social. Let me go back to Jonathan Wackrow, who's still with us, I believe. Jonathan, when you hear the former president saying something like that, what's your reaction? I mean, obviously, the Secret Service is a professional operation. Yeah. You know, the fact to say something like they did not protect me, it just sounds just wildly irresponsible.
Yeah, I mean, he's just capitalizing on the moment, and you know, he's looking at this through the color of politics, not the reality of the situation.
not the reality. 26 minutes, he's on the roof. The advance team didn't put anybody on the roof. The higher building has the Secret Service Command Center looking out 50 feet away from where the guy took the shots. Everybody's running away and pointing, man with a gun, for minutes and minutes. We have this new body cam footage that already confirms what we already knew. It's coming up. Senator Grassley released. And then he gets up there and says it's horrible. It's preposterous. It's irresponsible to then say that the Secret Service didn't do their job. That is wild, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I got like 20 of these, but I got to start getting to some of them just to get them on record. Let's go to some clips of Kamala Harris. And again, they should go after her on her record as Attorney General in California. And before that, the DA in San Francisco. She threw the book at black people. And I've seen the videos. We should do ads with those. Pull up those and like show her 20 years ago going, if we catch you with marijuana, you're getting 5 years in prison. If we catch you with crack cocaine, 20 years. I'm going to throw the book. And her especially was putting black people in jail and calling them predators just like Biden. She wasn't calling herself black back then. And then she's the one that put the pro-lifers that caught abortion clinics illegally selling baby parts in prison. So she is a police state lover. Even the New York Times said Kamala Harris was not a progressive prosecutor. But now she just says release criminals right out of jail. Hell, you're shooting people, you're burning things down, release them. That's the new Kamala, because she'll do whatever she's told. I've got over 20 clips of her, but let's just get to a few of them here. This is her giggling and cackling when they talk about locking Trump up, and she's the prosecutor, and she'll get him. Totally drunk Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was in Australia saying we should follow their gun confiscation plans. Kamala says she supports 70 to 80% tax rate. She wants to basically restrict beef and make you eat bugs. This is just play clip 16 through 19.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it's very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
Gun violence has terrorized and traumatized so many of our communities in this country. And let us be clear, it does not have to be this way, as our friends in Australia have demonstrated.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new darling of the party. She officially has more Twitter followers than Nancy Pelosi. She's on 60 Minutes this weekend, proudly calling herself a radical. And she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years, everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No. You know, I think that she is challenging the status quo. I think that's fantastic. I think that, you know, I used to teach before, especially before, like, in the last few years. And the thing that I always loved about teaching was when you teach, it requires you to defend the premise. Mm-hmm. And it requires you to re-examine the premise and question, is it still relevant? Does it have impact? Does it have meaning? And I think that she is introducing bold ideas that should be discussed.
Buses go here, buses go there. That's what buses do. That's an actual quote. Here she is saying she wants to restrict your meat consumption. Whatever the New World Order wants, she's going to put it out. She's a perfect puppet. And then we'll get her talking about she supports illegal immigrants getting Medicare. Here it is.
Certain countries have changed their dietary guidelines to reduce the consumption of red meat in light of the impact of the climate change.
Yeah.
If elected, Will you be supporting change in dietary guidelines? And then how will you plan on implementing the changes so that people effectively change their diets?
Yeah, I mean, it's, and thank you, Carol, for your work and the question. I think of the point that you're raising in a broader context, which is that as a nation, we actually have to have a real priority at the highest level of government around what we eat and in terms of healthy eating, because we have a problem in America. And we can talk about all that we are now, the subject of this conversation. We can talk about the amount of sugar in everything. We could talk about soda. We could go on and on. So the answer is yes. But I'll also say this. The balance that we have to strike here, frankly, is about what government can and should do around creating incentives and then banning certain behaviors. I mean, just to be very honest with you, I love cheeseburgers from time to time, right? I mean, I just do. And I think that, there has to be also what we do in terms of creating incentives that we will eat in a healthy way, that we will encourage moderation, and that we will be educated about the effect of our eating habits on our environment. And we have to do a much better job of that, and the government has to do a much better job of that.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, you love cheeseburgers. I mean, we all do. I don't know.
From time to time.
If you get your cheeseburger, we'll just surveil you and tax you to have it.
But it's not quite the same.
And you only get one once a month.
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. But people
yes.
are
yes.
to reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would. And it
must be addressed.
The bill also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health. Period.
And that's from the czar of the border. We have news clips where they called her the czar 3 years ago when Biden put her in, or over 3 years ago, like 3 years and 3 months ago. But now they're in the news and I have the news articles. No, she was never the border czar. That's another lie. All right. Remember, we're on hundreds of radio stations. That's why we have breaks. Remember old-fashioned media? When they banned me 5 years ago, we still stay on air because we have hundreds of radio affiliates. We love them. If you're a local listener, be sure and support their sponsors to support them. We're going to take a break, start the next hour, and go to your spaces, comments, and your phone calls, and cover a ton of news and the new information coming out on the attempted assassination of Trump that is bombshell. Stay with us and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym, so please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.